Welcome to Visiting Professors, Breast Cancer Edition. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. In this series, we arrange for clinical investigators to visit the practices of general oncologists in the community where they see patients with the treating physicians in a special CME clinic. This particular program focuses on patients with ER-positive metastatic breast cancer, and the first part of the program features the perspectives of Dr. Sarah Tulaney from Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, who visited the practice of Dr. Sulfi Ibrahim in Indianapolis, Indiana. I met with both of them to review these cases, and to begin, Dr. Ibrahim presented a patient with de novo ER-positive, HER2-negative metastatic breast cancer.
She's in her 60s. She presented with a self-neglected left breast mass. It was pretty large when I saw her. It was at least 5 centimeters in size with nipple inversion and a really distorted appearing breast. And when I actually first saw her, she was using a walker to walk because she had significant pain in her right hip. So she had diffuse bony metastatic disease from her ER-positive breast cancer. So the most obvious thing was the breast and the fact that she was having difficulty walking and diffuse bone pain, but she just generally did not appear well. You could clearly tell that she wasn't feeling well overall, had some constitutional symptoms.
So Sarah, any comment about women who present with a locally advanced disease who have neglected it?
You know, we all have seen these cases where women come in sometimes with, you know, open wounds, you know, oozing masses from their breast that have been there for years. Some of them now have an odor to them and they've just, you know, neglected them. I had one woman who came with a bleeding mass that actually had to go to the emergency room to stop the bleeding, and that was her presentation. You know, I think that there's very different types of patients that can present like this. Some of them, I think, are patients who just don't usually seek medical attention and are nervous about the medical system and don't want to come in. I think other patients are, you know, in denial about the fact that they may have a breast cancer and don't want to face it. And I think there are others who feel some type of, you know, shame or some type of like emotional concern about having it there. And, you know, I think there's some psychiatric issues that can be associated with it. So I think there are all sorts of different presentations that we've all seen. This woman, I think, probably was more on the side of scared of seeking medical attention.
So she presented with this locally advanced breast mass and just disease in the bone or anywhere else?
Just bone disease. Diffuse bone mass, but bone only disease.